This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. This past spring, Carbonyl applied for a statewide initiative through Colorado Creative Industries in an effort to supply more affordable housing options to creatives in the town. Last week, the State Division announced it will choose Paonia for this region's initiative, but Carbonyl says it plans to move forward anyway with solving the town's affordable housing issue. Here to explain it all to us is arts reporter Claire Woodcock. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Kristen.
All right, get us up to speed. What is Space to Create? How was Carbonyl involved?
So Space to Create is an initiative from Colorado Creative Industries, a division in the Governor's Office of Economic Development. You got all that?
Yeah, I'm on board.
Okay. So basically, it develops affordable housing and workspaces for artists and those who work in the creative sector, as well as arts organizations. It's working to facilitate 9 projects in Colorado's small town and mountain communities. So last spring, Carbondale, along with the towns of Paonia and Crested Butte, applied for the economic support in this region.
So Colorado Creative Industries is going to move forward with Paonia for this region's initiative. Where does that leave Carbondale?
Basically, the state still plans to help both Crested Butte and Carbondale attain more affordable housing for creatives. Carbondale actually received a $25,000 grant from the Department of Local Affairs to move forward with a market study and needs assessment that's going to be led by ArtSpace, which is the same nonprofit that Space to Create uses to help facilitate these real estate developments in these towns that get selected. So Carbondale is going to put in another $20,000 towards the study, and then Carbondale Creative District, which is another designation given to the town by the state, is going to put forth another $5,000. I spoke with Amy Kimberly, Carbondale Arts Executive Director, at a business conference last week, and she seems really confident that participating in the study is going to lead to a clear vision on how to bring some aid to the affordable housing issue in the town.
I never thought that I would be involved in housing, being the director of an arts council and the creative district, but it makes sense. It's always been known. There's been songs sung about it. Wherever the artists go, next comes, you know, higher real estate and displacement.
So what does the projected timeline look like?
Well, the needs assessment is expected to take place later this fall, and the market study is going to follow early next year. Kimberly says developers have already reached out to her, expressing interest in the project. But the challenge is really going to be finding the partners that can make the results of this needs assessment and market study come to fruition. There's a possibility that the town could be eligible for some tax credits, and the developer would definitely have to work within those means. It's going to take a while for the Valley to see potential results.
Okay, thank you, Claire.
You're welcome.
Arts and culture reporter Claire Woodcock with updates on Carbondale's plans to move forward with an affordable housing project. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.